Welcome to Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael, coming to you from Texas. Today I want to talk to you about a simple little word, the word doubt. I'm going to be very transparent right now, and I'm so glad I can't see anybody's face while I am recording this because it's a little embarrassing. Because I should know better. I've been a Christian most of my life. I am a minister. I am a chaplain. But you know what, y'all? I'm also human. And I had a really human moment. So several months ago, I was given the opportunity to be a part of something. Something huge. Something worldwide. And I felt like at the time that the Lord had given me an answer, a clear sign, a yes. Now, I know God's voice, just like I know my children's voice, just like I know my mama's voice and my daddy's voice. I know God's voice. And yet, I let the enemy creep in and cause me to doubt. Not only is it doubt, it was impatience on my part. And I know better. Once again, I know better because God's timing is perfect. But I was impatient. So yesterday, I contacted this person and I said, well, it's not going to work out. I'm not going to be able to do this, be a part of this, whatever. Because nothing had happened. Nothing had worked out. The timing was terrible. Just nothing. I don't want to go into all the details, but nothing was working. And things needed to happen by today. And I mean today, February 27th, 2020. Y'all, do you know that the Holy Spirit woke me up around 1 o'clock this morning and something said, check your messages. So I check my text and boom, the answer is there. After I have told this woman not 12 hours earlier, no. Wow. If I had just waited a little while longer. There is a phrase or an acronym in football called GOAT, the GOAT. I love football. The GOATs for me were Roger Staubach and Peyton Manning. Now, most of you, your favorite quarterback probably is Tom Brady. Most people refer to him as the GOAT. You know, I'm going to pray for y'all. You need redemption. Seriously, I'm just kidding. But the GOAT stands for the greatest of all time. And that's what Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit are, the greatest of all time. Y'all, he came through at the 13th hour. If I had just waited and not let the enemy creep in and cause me to doubt. Oh, I was just flabbergasted and sick and amazed and in awe and thankful. I just had all these emotions when I read that text early this morning. And then I had to repent and apologize to the Lord for my doubt. My lack of faith. I know better. He has performed so many miracles in my life since I was a child. I had a human moment. I succumbed to my flesh. I went for logic because it was just an improbable thing that was going to occur. It was equivalent, y'all, to like winning the lottery 3 times in a row. That's how improbable this is. And that right there should have told me that it was from God. Because God works in the impossible, in the improbable. Things that don't make sense, that's him. Things you could never do on your own, that's him. Why? Because it needs to be known that he's the only one that could have done it. He gets the glory. We have nothing, we are nothing without him, period. So I hope my little shameful, embarrassing testimony has helped you. And let me end with this. This is going to be quick. Whatever God has told you, he doesn't change his mind. He's not tossed to and fro like the wind, like that verse says in James. He's steady. He's stable. He's reliable, dependable, trustworthy, never changing. That's our God. That's our God. And I hope you believe him today, and I hope you receive him today. Be blessed.